Well, family, welcome to Mission Sunday. If this is, raise your hand if this is your first time ever here right now. Just there's a few of you. Okay, y'all are in for a treat. This is our once a year, one time every year, we do what we call Mission Sunday. And it's just a time where instead of me getting up here and preaching, we get to hear from our missionaries and ministry leaders in the church, and we get to hear what God's doing and how God is using them to advance his kingdom and further the gospel. And it's an exciting time that we get to dedicate to that and supporting them and hearing more about that. So you won't see too much of me this morning, but we'll get to hear from others. So this is a special, exciting Sunday, and then afterwards, you'll hear more about that later, but afterwards we'll have refreshments, and there are tables out back that each of the ministries have prepared because they only have a limited amount of time to share up here, but they have way more to say than the time they're given. And so we just encourage you afterwards to go talk to them back on the patio and just spend some time and love on them. Amen? So just real quick, I believe that God has a number of goals and purposes for this morning. I sure don't claim to know them all, but I believe he's made clear at least four of them. And so I just want to share these with you. I believe the goal for us, so this is the goal for the flock, not the ministry leaders. They have some other goals, but the goal for the flock here is, number one, to get to know the missionaries and the ministry leaders in our church better. For many of us, if we're relatively new, you've only been around for a few months, you don't even know that half of these people exist and that these ministries are going on. You don't know what's going on and how our church is involved and the people of our church are involved in outreach and missions and the Great Commission and so forth. And so that's the first one. We just want to make you aware that this is happening. God is doing much in this body. Number two, amen. Number two, we want to see what God is doing. Namely, that he is at work in amazing ways in and through these ministries and these missionaries in particular. And so as they come up and share, it just gives us an opportunity to say, wow, and be blown away at not what they're doing and how great they are, though they are serving in their capacity, but rather how great God is and how he's working this in and through them and the opportunities that he has caused to abound here in this community and the ways they have been obedient to follow him and how he's been so good and so faithful to them and to grant them the strength and the energy and the support that they need. So the first one, to get to know the missionaries, get to know them and what they're doing. Number two, to see what God is doing. Number three, to see how we can come alongside these guys and support them with our time, talents, finances, and prayers. And so these are not just disconnected individuals that are not a part of the body. They are one with us in this body. God has placed them into union with us corporately, and we want to come alongside them and support them and love on them and minister to them and encourage them and do that in a special way today. And so I'll come back to something else I want to say on that in just a minute. And then number four is to simply glorify God in and through it all. There's a lot of goals, but as I already said this morning, the chief one way up here at the top is we want to just, and I know the heart of the missionaries as well, is to just lift up Jesus and point at him. He is awesome and glorious and wonderful, and look what he's doing. That's what's going to happen this morning. So we want to magnify this great God. And my hope is that our missionaries after this, they feel cared for, they feel better understood in what they're doing and their unique calling here, and that they feel supported in their endeavors in a very unique way. And so let me add in that vein now something that I generally share on Mission Sunday that I believe God's laid on my heart and has continued to press into you guys year in and year out. Is this concept of adopt a missionary. So if you were here, I don't know, but 2 months ago, I did a message on giving. The first one I've done in 2 years, I did a message on giving. And one of the points was, one of the things that we taught was that our giving should start with the local church. And the local church has a unique priority and claim on our giving. And then after we've considered that and discerned what God would have us do there, then we consider elsewhere. beyond the local church, other ministries, other missionaries, other organizations, whether it be local or international, whatever. But the local church has a unique claim on our generosity and our giving. Okay. Likewise, when it comes to supporting missionaries and ministries, I believe the local church and the missionaries in the local church have a unique priority claim on that giving and support from us. And so what I believe God is asking me to exhort you with this morning is to, before we begin, not afterwards, before we begin, have in your mind that God may very well be asking or leading, and I would encourage you to begin with the assumption that he is leading for each one of us to have at least one of these missionaries or ministry leaders that we support. And not just financially, but that we support financially with our time, with our talents, with our prayers. We love on them. We invite them to dinner. We stay connected with them to know what's going on in their life. At least one. And there's going to be five that share this morning and one that could not be here today that we'll share next week. So we have six missionaries that are going to be sharing. And then we also have Bob, who's going to be sharing on the Faith in Action ministry that is kind of a link between them all. And so I just invite you to be open to what God may have with the assumption that he is probably leading in a direction, and with the teaching, I believe, in conjunction with, as we taught on giving some weeks back, that local missionaries in this local church where you and we are a part of have a unique claim on that. And so before we consider priority, before we consider giving to other organizations in Cherokee or other missionaries in Cherokee or other ones outside of Panama, internationally and so forth, those are all great. But before we consider that, we first and foremost consider our local missionaries and what God is doing in this body and how we can be a part and a blessing to them. Amen? Okay, so that's the aim. Without further ado, Jim, come on up. Jim's going to start us off and share about Journey Panama. Is there a wireless mic? It's coming.
Once, there we go. Technical difficulties today.
Folks, Rhonda's and my primary ministry is Journey Panama. And the first picture I put up here is from Christmas Eve 2022. We had had the Mission Sunday, and we announced that this new group that we were joined us, we wanted to have Christmas for them. You guys poured out so much money that it was almost embarrassing. We made four trips, I believe, maybe five, to David buying presents for these, what we thought were 40 kids. It turned out there were 60. We prepared for 60. It turned out there were 100. Anyway, these kids walked away with gifts that they had never seen before, I'm sure. And thank you for that. We'll want to do that again this year. This ministry is up above Bob Silva's house in Jaramillo. It's pretty hard for you to get to it. Some of them will invite you to come to, but it takes four-wheel drive and high clearance to get to us. We have songs that they're singing right now in the picture. We teach the Bible. We teach application, and they have memorization. These kids will spout off all the books of the Bible just right now, no problem. And they get a special Bible if they can do that perfectly, or if they can recite four scriptures perfectly. The weekly classes continue. We meet every week. We have various ministries that help us. We have mothers and fathers there, more mothers than fathers because the men are usually working. This This picture is from Joanne Gardner's group, who came to fit clothes, eyeglasses, shoes, papooses for the babies. Daryl and Denise each brought a team from the U.S. while we were away in July for a couple of weeks. This is Map, who came to play games with the kids. And by the way, half the seats in this building that you see are supplied by Map. The kids, you'll see some of them holding up their award Bibles that they've earned for recitation. This is Vulcan Cedar School, where we have two classes, first, second, and third grade, followed by fourth, fifth, and sixth, twice a month. Same program, Bible study, memorization, and application. You see these kids holding their award Bibles, and probably a third of them have earned that. This is our garage in Cerro Verde up on Vulcan Cedar Road. This is a canopy we set up outside of our house, and this is a finca that those kids were coming from. One of the fathers, arranged for us to come down into the finca, which we didn't have permission for to begin with. We started before COVID with maybe 100 kids out in our neighborhood. We had a canopy out on the street, and they just showed up. We had 12 or 15 adults in my garage with an interpreter, and Elmer back here had the kids on the front porch. We even did that through COVID because nobody comes around our place. We're too far away from the authorities. Those kids are doing recitation. What we have done now is we've moved out of that finca because that was just limited to that finca alone. And now we're in a bus stop. Not ideal, but and we lost a few of the younger kids from the finca. But we've gained other kids from other fincas and hope that that's just a transition. We have a presence at Palmera School, not like we have at Vulcan Cedar. They welcome us at Christmas and Easter. Most of these kids have been led to the Lord, like 200 kids in that school. This is San Felix Nobe boarding school from La Comarca. And it's government run. It's not a religious school, but there's a missionary there that we know and worked with, and we spent a week there trying to help with that situation. We have adults come to Christ, too. Just last month, we baptized a 16-year-old and two mothers, and we have four more waiting. So I don't want to overburden the deacons here with setting this up. While we were in the States in July, a lady dentist from our church announced that she wants to come and join us and do dental care. We're trying to work that out. Oh, this is, you know, our major expense. That was a $75 fix for the running board, but our real expense is two four-wheel drive vehicles that we have to have to reach these places. And some of you help with that, and we appreciate it very much. We may need a van. We certainly could use a van. I was hauling kids in the back of my pickup truck on Volson Cigar Road. That's not good. That's why we moved to this canopy and then finally into the finca and the bus stop. But I just can't imagine taking on another vehicle right now. But there's more. Come and see us in the back.
It's an understatement to say there's more. Jim is, from my perspective, and I've shared this before, he models how we should approach retirement well. Maybe not as and not maybe everybody doesn't have as much energy as he does. Man, he's always looking for more. But he wants to be used by God in the latter stages of his life. He doesn't want to just kick up his feet and watch TV and relax for the rest of his life. He wants to be about the Lord Jesus and advancing the kingdom. And that's something I admire a great deal about him and his zealousness for that and for the Lord. Also, just to, you know, a summarizing thing that you're going to see both in this ministry and in virtually every ministry this morning is that years ago, I would say the main word we might put on to summarize all of these missionaries and ministry leaders and all that God's doing in them, one word might be evangelism. Sharing the gospel, new converts. And now, while that is still happening, now it's really transitioned over the years now to more of a discipleship focus. And I love that because I think that's something missing in a lot of ministries, and it's something that the vast majority of the ministries here are all about, and that seems to be their primary focus. And I know that's what Jim's doing. He's certainly reaching new areas as it becomes available, and they can get into new areas and new schools and things like that. But it's a weekly coming back and teaching the word and raising them up in the word. Praise God. All right, Yvonne, you're up next.
Can you put us up? Okay, we are missionaries. This is Panama. We are Yvonne. Yeah, I'm going to read from here. All right, and Enoch from Missionary Assist Panama. MAP for short helps pastors and fellow missionaries carry out the Great Commission. We look for needs that their ministries have and simply try to help. We also have started out our own Bible discipleship groups and dedicate 2 days out of the week for them. MAP hangs out at a bar on the outside, not the inside, and on street corners. We visit our neighbors and see their needs. We supply filters so that they can have clean water. Joanne Gardner from FOS supplies buckets. We take our preaching on the road, literally. To the dump. To gated communities. To the streets. To churches. To home churches. MAP connects BBF disciples with ministry opportunities. Nabe pastor and BBF volunteers. More BBF people serving. Ministry feeding programs. We encourage our brethren with testimonies. We pray and counsel and love. We break bread with brethren. On Thursday market days, we collect clothing donations, money donations, and we sell coffee for our ministries. Here we have a whole bunch of clothing donations for outreaches for many ministries. And it's piling up, and hopefully ministry leaders will be sorting through the donations, God willing. Yeah. Soon, hopefully. MAP supplies hats and gloves to ministry children. MAP builds benches for churches. MAP pays for Nabe pastor training. Also materials. We are growing food for feeding programs, and it looks like Enoch wants him some chicken. MAP distributes Bibles. MAP stores and shares game boards for outreaches. Here's some game boards that need painted. These are for use for all of the ministries, by the way. MAP stores puppet ministry supplies for use as well for all BBF ministries. MAP co-hosts medical outreaches. And this is a summary of what we do: building projects, medical outreaches, feeding program outreaches, collect and distribute clothing donations, distribute Bibles, prison ministry, street evangelism, store game boards for all ministries, pastor training support, and store puppet ministry supplies for all ministries. And anyway, thank you. We appreciate you. God bless you.
Just one quick question for you. Is there anything you don't do?
I'd love to share, y'all. Have some.
If you've got some ideas for more things they could take on, just go talk to her about it afterwards. Obviously, they're being used tremendously by God, and there's a finite amount of time to tell you all that they're doing, but there's so much, as you see in this summary, that they're involved in. And from my perspective, it's increased almost exponentially in the last year and a half or so. I mean, you've always been busy, but it seems like even more than ever. And of course, the need is great, and we've been praying for opportunities, and God's answering those opportunities, and He's supplying the grace and the strength to and the energy to carry out what He needs. And so praise Him for that. From my perspective, one of the things that you have such a heart for, you and Enoch both, you love people. They're a model and a testimony for me. They love on people, and you seek to win people over by loving on them and showing them the love of Christ, and not just this kind of arbitrary, which I feel like a lot of missions, perhaps in the Western world, fall into this trap of let's show them the love of Christ, but do it apart from Christ. Do it apart from the gospel. We'll just give them stuff, and we'll be nice to them, and then let them go on their merry way to hell. And that's not what's happening here. It begins with this: show them the love, and then let's continue to love them well. And the most loving thing we can possibly do for them is to share the gospel with them. And so all these things that she just shared are avenues in which that they get to share the gospel. They get to open the door and share the gospel. And praise God, I'm so grateful for y'all, both y'all and your hearts for people and for the Lord. Well, next up is going to be Daryl and Denise with The Bridge. Daryl is translating. You can come on up. It's okay. Daryl's translating this week, and so he's going to stand up here, and he's going to translate back and forth with his wife, who's going to be bold and do all the sharing. Wonderful. Thank y'all.
Buenos días, familia.
Am I on? There. Okay. We're Daryl and Denise Aish.
Somos Daryl y Denise Aish.
If you haven't seen us before, welcome to BBF.
Si no nos han visto antes, bienvenidos a BBF.
Because you're obviously new.
Porque obviamente son nuevos aquí.
We love BBF.
Nosotros amamos a Boquete Bible Fellowship.
And are thrilled to be a part of this body.
Y estamos encantados de ser parte de este cuerpo de Cristo.
Daryl shared about her ministry in August. So
yo compartí un poco acerca del ministerio en agosto.
So we'll be brief today.
Así que vamos a ser muy breves el día de hoy.
We have a ministry called The Bridge.
Tenemos un ministerio llamado El Puente.
And it was built out of a passion and a calling to help disciple people.
Fue construido de una pasión por ayudar a discipular a la gente.
And we do that by getting them into God's word.
Y hacemos eso ayudándoles a poder abrir la palabra de Dios.
Even though our focus is discipleship,
y aunque el enfoque es discipulado,
there's also evangelism and service woven in as the Lord leads.
También hacemos evangelismo y servicio de acuerdo a lo que Dios nos guíe.
Some of our ministry is on a weekly basis, and some is more organic and sporadic.
Algo de nuestro ministerio se hace a nivel semanal, pero otras veces lo hacemos más esporádicamente.
So each week I lead 3 English women's Bible studies.
Cada semana ella dirige 3 estudios bíblicos para mujeres.
2 online and 1 here in Boquete.
2 que están en línea y 1 que está en persona aquí en Boquete.
I also do some individual mentoring sessions.
También ella hace sesiones de mentoría individuales.
The goal is always to get ladies into the Word during the week.
La meta es siempre que las mujeres pueden entrar y ser parte de la palabra de Dios todas las semanas.
And then we come together and share what God has revealed from our individual study.
Y luego compartimos juntos lo que Dios nos ha revelado en nuestro estudio personal en la palabra de Dios.
It's also a place where we can talk about what's going on in our lives.
También es un lugar donde podemos hablar de lo que nos está sucediendo en nuestra vida personal.
And pray for and encourage each other.
Y también orar y apoyar el uno al otro.
What God can do in a group of ladies,
lo que Dios puede hacer en un grupo de mujeres,
intent on learning what the Bible says,
que están intencionalmente tratando de descubrir lo que dice la palabra de Dios,
and deepening their relationship with God is amazing.
Y también profundizando su relación con Dios. Es asombroso lo que Dios está haciendo.
So Daryl has had more invitations to speak recently.
Yo he tenido más oportunidades para hablar recientemente, compartir.
And since he's bilingual, there are lots of opportunities for that.
Y como soy bilingüe, hay bastantes oportunidades para hacer eso.
For example, last week he spoke about God's design for families.
Por ejemplo, la semana pasada yo prediqué acerca del diseño de Dios para la familia.
At a community event in Kaisan.
En un evento comunitario en Kaisan.
A small town on the other side of Volcan.
Que es un pueblo pequeño al otro lado de Volcán.
He gives all-day seminars on marriage and parenting.
También doy seminarios de todo un día sobre el matrimonio y la crianza de hijos.
And we'll be doing one in early November for several churches in Bocas province.
Y voy a hacer uno sobre la crianza de hijos en la provincia de Bocas al comienzo del mes de noviembre.
For the past few years, he's been involved with an association of indigenous churches.
Los últimos años he estado involucrado con una asociación de iglesias indígenas.
Speaking at a number of their national events and helping with practical needs.
Predicando en muchos de sus eventos nacionales y también apoyándoles con sus necesidades de las iglesias.
Since Daryl isn't retired yet,
como no estoy retirado, jubilado todavía,
the tent making part of our ministry is producing Spanish radio broadcasts for Christian organizations.
La parte de nuestro ministerio que es como armar carpas, como lo hizo Pablo, es producir programas de radio en español para ministerios.
Like Voice of the Martyrs and Insight for Living.
Sí, y los dos clientes que tengo ahora es La Voz de los Mártires y Visión para Vivir.
We recently hosted a youth mission trip from our church back in Colorado Springs.
Recientemente tuvimos un equipo aquí de jóvenes haciendo misión en Panamá.
Some of you may remember the group that came here.
Algunos de ustedes recuerdan el grupo que estuvieron aquí con nosotros en la iglesia.
It was a great time of ministry to folks around Panama.
Fue un tiempo especial de ministerio para ayudar a la gente aquí en Panamá.
As well as a chance for the kids to put some action to their walk with God.
Y también para que los jóvenes podrían aprovechar del momento para actuar su fe.
The impact was so profound that they'd like to make this an annual trip.
El impacto fue tan profundo que ellos quieren venir todos los años.
Not sure we're ready for that. We'll need prayer on that one.
No creo que estamos listos para eso, pero por favor oren por
but
eso.
It sure is exciting to speak into the lives of a younger generation of Christ followers.
Pero es muy emocionante poder entregar a nosotros a estos jóvenes y ayudarles en su caminar de fe.
A year ago this month,
hace un año este mes, en octubre,
we held a searching the Scriptures training here at BBF.
Hicimos un entrenamiento de aliméntese de las Escrituras aquí en la iglesia.
STS is the Bible study method developed by Chuck Swindoll.
STS, por sus siglas en inglés, es una metodología de estudio bíblico que fue realizado por el pastor Chuck Swindoll.
During the last Mission Sunday,
durante la última ocasión del domingo de misiones,
when Daryl mentioned the desire to start up an STS weekly Bible study,
cuando yo compartí el deseo de empezar un estudio bíblico semanal sobre aliméntese de las Escrituras,
as a practical way of using these techniques to dig deeper into God's word,
como una forma práctica de usar estas técnicas para profundizar en la palabra de Dios,
the response was very encouraging.
La respuesta fue de mucho ánimo.
So be expecting an announcement later this year.
Así que esperen un anuncio más tarde este año.
With all the details.
Con todos los detalles de un nuevo estudio bíblico basado en aliméntese de las Escrituras.
So as of now, we're looking at a start date in January.
Estamos viendo un lanzamiento en enero.
Most of what we do doesn't require outside help.
La mayoría de lo que hacemos no necesita ayuda de voluntarios.
But there are occasional events like the mission team I referred to earlier.
Pero ocasionalmente sí hay necesidades, como cuando viene el equipo de misiones.
So let us know if you'd be interested in helping out by signing up at our table in the back.
Así que avísenos si está interesado en ayudarnos en esas ocasiones en la mesa de atrás.
If God tells you to donate, it will go to our travel expenses for preaching and teaching.
Si Dios le guíe a donar al ministerio, va a ser usado para ayudarnos con los gastos de ir a lugares para predicar y enseñar.
As well as helping out others with physical needs here in Panama.
Y también ayudar a otros con sus necesidades físicas aquí en Panamá.
We really love it when people commit to pray for us.
Nos encanta cuando la gente ore por nosotros.
We need God's guidance as we seek to fulfill His plans and purposes for us.
Necesitamos el guía de Dios mientras Él nos ayude a cumplir sus propósitos.
In His strength, not ours.
Y en su poder, no la nuestra.
There is so much ministry to be done.
Hay mucho ministerio que se puede hacer.
But we want to stay focused on what God is calling us to do.
Pero queremos seguir enfocados en lo que Dios nos ha llamado a nosotros a hacer.
These are just some highlights of our ministry here in Panama.
Estos son algunos de las cosas que Dios nos ha dejado hacer aquí en Panamá.
If you want to see more about what God is doing through the bridge and how you can pray for us,
si quiere ver más de lo que Dios está haciendo a través del puente y de cómo nos puede apoyar,
sign up to be added to the newsletter list.
Por favor, pueden anotar su nombre allá atrás en la mesa para recibir nuestro correo electrónico mensual.
We'd love to share more after the service.
Nos encantaría compartir un poco más después del servicio.
So see you back on the patio.
Así que nos vemos ahí en el patio. Muchas gracias.
And once again, wow, they're quite busy and they're being used by the Lord. I'll add, they mentioned the newsletter, all or almost all of the ministries and the missionaries have a newsletter that they send out from time to time. And so I would strongly encourage you to sign up for all of them out back. There'll be a piece of paper where you can sign up at each table for that. So do that. I'll also add that Daryl and Denise they minister a great deal to me personally because most of you have had the benefit and the joy of hearing him preach. My understanding is the first time he ever preached was one of the times I asked him too many years ago, and he's been guest preaching for me ever since when I travel, and what a blessing he is. Amen? Amen. Amen. And one of the things that I so love about this ministry and all of them that are getting into this discipleship focus over the years is that it's not just a desire to teach this person so that they're okay and their salvation and they can go meet the Lord. Rather, it's a desire to train up disciples that are so competent and so grounded in the Word that they then train up disciples. So it stops here, but it's a generational desire. It's a desire to see disciples that make disciples, and that's a different focus than just a blanket kind of teaching. And so there's certainly there's a really strong discipleship heart here. I think they would agree. I think most of you would agree that one of the problems in the world today, in Christianity today, is biblical illiteracy. So many do not know the Word. They do not know why they believe what they believe. They just adhere to things they've been told their whole life, and they don't really know. And their desire is to get them rooted in the Word and have a competence in the Word. So praise God that he's working through them. They have lots of opportunity. Obviously, being bilingual is incredible. So I just encourage you to connect with them and hear more. There's so many more stories and miracles that God's done through their ministry. Please go see them on the patio afterwards. All right, LaRue with Hurting World Ministries. This is LaRue's first time to share on behalf of them. So thank you so much.
And she's scared to death. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is LaRue Lynn Strand on behalf of Hurting World Ministries. First, we'd like to thank Gary Bottomer for his past 3 years of service. We have a brand new board working with us, including me, and I'd like to quickly introduce them to you. Anna Ortega, who is not here, Corky Mabry, who is our secretary, Pastor Rodriguez, who pastors our church up at Canas Verde, and also goes out to 4 or 5 different thinkers every week. Bob and Sharon Landis, Thomas Pulio, Bob Wilson, and Dell and Edith are our directors at large. Dell and Edith have been the backbone of this school. They should be our CEO and president, but instead we call them chief cook and bottle washer. I've been donating to this ministry for some time, and there are things that I didn't know about it. So in full disclosure, here they are. Hurting World Ministries is a charitable foundation with a mission to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and to help needy families. There's also a separate 501c3 U.S. foundation with the same name, which facilitates our U.S. tax deductions and provides us with some funds. All the money that's taken in, except for accounting and attorney fees, goes to God's work somewhere. To clarify, if you want the money that you donate to the U.S. to go to Candace Verde, you need to mark those donations Candace Verde. We also have a new website, hurtingworldministries.net. Up until a couple months ago, it was .org, but now it's .net. And our website's new, and it's evolving. And it's going to be great soon. Anyway, the other thing is El Faro Church, which means lighthouse, was built first and falls under our stewardship. However, the pastor is paid from their church donations and not from our tax funds. The school was added shortly thereafter. If this school did not exist, our children would have to walk 1.5 to 2 miles to the school at Palmero. If our precious children were not at school, they are typically at home while their parents are in the coffee fields, and some of the older ones actually work in the coffee fields. We provide 2 meals a day plus snacks. The children say that's their favorite part because often at home they don't get enough food to eat. They also get uniforms, their own books, backpacks, They get uniforms, their own books, a backpack loaded with the required school supplies, and a computer lab to help prepare them for the future outside the coffee fields. One of our previous students recently told me that she was in 12th grade and that she's going to be going to college next year. Isn't that awesome? So what do we need? First and most important is prayer for the teachers, the students, and that God will keep our school operating and the wisdom to run it. We recently had a wonderful fundraiser, and we want to thank everybody who participated and helped us. We also need books, backpacks, uniforms, and teacher required school supplies. Chairs. The church up there has grown so much that they need 25 additional chairs. Isn't that wonderful? But they cost $30 to $35 a chair. There's a need for a bathroom at the church level because the seniors, members of the church, are having difficulty getting down to the bathroom that's located below. That's going to cost us approximately $2,000. We need funds to fix the water penetration at the lowest level. We need to fix this before it becomes a serious mold problem. An estimate for that is $1,500. There's also a need for a new kindergarten room. We currently have a room that's 14 by 15, 14.5 by 9 by 14 by 5.5. That sounds confusing, but out by our table, it's marked out on the floor so you can see how little it is. And next year, we already have 8 kindergarten students signed up and a teacher and a closet, bookshelves. It's almost impossible. It is impossible to get all that in there. That's going to run $5,000 or $6,000. So how can you help? Pray, first of all. That's our most important thing. You can donate funds. You can donate a book for $25 or a backpack for $25 or chair for $30. You can sponsor a child for $900 or half it. We divide it into half. And you can also do it monthly so it's not that big bite. For $450, we need candy for our Christmas party, and we also need hands-on help packing the Christmas gifts and maintenance work, and just come to the back, and we'll share all that with you. Thank you for your time.
Amen. Like many of the other ministries, this is one that, as you've heard about over the years, it's up on the mountain, and it was once totally pagan, and it's now almost entirely saturated. The word has been preached, the people have been evangelized and have come to Christ, and now it has turned from more of an evangelistic trying to reach people to more of a discipleship and a training and a Christian school and the church that they've built there. And so God is, it's been fun to see how God's worked and transformed the focus of the ministry over 10, 15 years. It's not been one thing for a short period of time, but we've seen God over the course of time change the focus, and that's been fun to see. Also, I've never seen Del, Del smiles around here, but he smiles around those children in a special way. They have, my understanding is that these people who work alongside LaRue and the rest of the ministry, they love the people. There's just like all the ministries love the people, but there's a visible expression. There's a tangible joy that they taste. That's right. It's family. You've been around them so long that they've embraced you and you've embraced them. Praise God. Okay. Next up, Oliver with crew.
Good morning again. Thank you so much for the opportunity. My name is Oliver Marin, and together with my lovely wife, Zulma, Rebecca, and Rachel, we are a family on mission. We are working with this incredible ministry called Campus Crusade for Christ International. It's known as CRU in the U.S., Power to Change in Canada and other countries. And we had the privilege to be reached by this ministry when I had more hair 20 years ago. And it has been incredible, the experience of not only being transformed by the gospel, of course, to have salvation, but to see in a practical, in a tangible way, how lives are transformed by the gospel. What do we do in this organization? We joined many years ago as a missionaries, a field staff. And basically, our purpose is help to fulfill the Great Commission and the power of the Holy Spirit by a simple process. Winning, reaching people for Christ, build, that is related to discipleship, and send. How do we send others to do the same? And that's basically what we do. And some people at the church, sometimes they want to ask, okay, what do you really guys do? We don't understand. Basically, we're crazy, we're insane. That's the answer. That's the clear answer. And so what we do is that right now the Lord has given us an incredible opportunity, a privilege, but a huge responsibility to supervise all ministries in Latin America and the Caribbean. From Mexico till Chile, all the Caribbean islands, the total of that scope is 46. However, currently we are in 30 countries in the region. So every time we're leaving Boquete, going to Panama through Copa, and then we're traveling all over the world, all over the region, especially to see progress of the gospel. And there is a group of people of this organization, missionaries, more than 400 missionaries and thousands of volunteers that every day are doing something in order to progress the kingdom of God. How do we do it? What we do? Well, basically, this organization began by reaching students. That's the way that the Lord reached me, my case, Zulma, as a professional. But we're targeting audiences of students, reaching them, going to new campuses, going to high schools. We work with high-level professionals as well. We want to also influence the people, the leaders of our society. We work with the Jesus Film. It's an incredible ministry that is reaching an every time we're translating new languages, every year we're reaching new people, new ground, in order to reach more people with the gospel. We helped plant new churches through a developing process that we have currently globally, and we're doing this in Latin America as well. We're using the smartphones. We're using the digital. How do we keep reaching people for Christ in the era where everything is digital? So that's also what we do. And just by saying something, I cannot give you all the stories of everything that is taking place right now. However, let me tell you something. There is a unique window right now. There is a unique opportunity to keep reaching this generation for Christ. Currently, the statistics are saying that the future workforce of the global harvest is coming from three regions from the world: Africa, Asia, and Latin America and the Caribbean. And we believe that the Lord wants to use this region of the world to help to fulfill the Great Commission in this era. And so that's why we believe it's so strategic. It's a moment of God where He wants to use Latins. For years, we have been recipients. We have been we were the harvest from the U.S., from Europe, from North America. But now we're saying, no, we're becoming the ones who are going to maybe send to the U.S., or maybe we're going to send to Europe, we're going to send to other places of the world. And so that's what we're doing right now. I came a couple of weeks from Singapore, and there I was speaking with one of the most incredible leaders in the Middle East that is working with Campus Crusade, when we began a partnership with three new countries, close countries that I cannot even mention right now because security issues. But we're beginning to send people from Latin America, young people, professionals from all Latin America and the Caribbean to these specific areas in order to reach them for Christ. So that's what basically we're doing. We're crazy. This is insane. Everything that all these missionaries are doing, all of us, we're crazy. It's totally insane. Okay, I know that I'm coming to my end. So basically, how can you support us? Well, first, we have three things. Number one, pray. Because we are going through tough seasons and tough moments as we're reaching new ground from the gospel. Pastor Brian knows the dimension of the complexity of the things that we're struggling. And we know, even as a family, as a health, you know, many of you know that I've been struggling with my health recently. Pray for us. Something you can do, pray for us so we can get new ground for the gospel. Number two, you can help us also with a monthly financial support or one-time gift. It's been 20 years since we quit our jobs, and the Lord has never forsaken us by the end of every month. But also, there's a lot of needs right now in order to really be totally funded so we can be focused in what the Lord called us to do. You can do that as well. And number three, you can help us with referrals. Other people that you know in Europe, in the U.S., here in Panama, in Boquete, that can be interested about missions in help to fulfill the Great Commission, and so they can be our network to expand more people that can be praying and supporting us as well. So we can start on the gap when the Lord said, go and make disciples of all nations, that all are going to be exposed to the gospel. We believe that if you can help us to be part of that, we can expose every single person in every corner of the earth. So nobody is out of this opportunity to know a true follower of Jesus. This is what we do. It's insane, I know, but it's by faith, and the Lord called us to do it. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Like most of our ministry leaders and missionaries, as you see, they are doing so much. They're stretched so thin. They're in great need of our prayer support and otherwise. One thing that I want to clarify, I think you made it semi-clear, but people still don't know this. I've shared just in the last week, I've informed people of this. Oliver is not on staff with Crew. Correct? You do not receive a salary from Crew. Okay, they are fully funded. They raise support for themselves. They're like any other typical missionary who raises support and has supporters and followers. And so I'm aware of their needs. They have great needs. They need to increase their support. And I just encourage you to go talk to them and get behind them with what they're doing. His energy is contagious. And his youthful, like me, he's got such a zeal and such a passion and such a heart for the Lord and for the Lord's people, and so many things that they're doing that he didn't even have time for with marriage seminars and in the school here through Rachel and Rebecca and inroads that they've made, and so much more to hear. So please go talk to them out back when you get when we're done. And I just encourage you, don't just go talk to one. But take time. Don't hurry home. There's food out there. That's the reason there's food there. So you don't have to leave to eat. Just take your time. We're not going to close the doors. We're not locking anybody out. We want you to enjoy and take time and let God have his way afterwards. Amen. So let's come alongside them and pray for them and for their family in particular. Bob, come on forward. Bob's going to share a little bit about our Faith in Action ministry, which really is a link, as I shared earlier, between all these other ministries. And so Bob will tell you what that looks like.
This one? All right, great. Good morning.
Good morning.
These were some great ministries, weren't they? Well, I urge you to support them like Brian. They have been a valuable part of this church for many years. You know, a long time ago, we had maybe 10 different ministries here in this church. But the ministries we have left now are really dedicated to calling people to the Lord, all right? So we're very, very proud of these ministries and the work that they do, and we really urge you to support them and visit their tables when the service is over. Now, I am here to talk to you about the Faith in Action ministry, which is those baskets you see in the back corner over there that says turning physical hunger into spiritual hunger. I don't have any slides for you because I'm technologically deficient, but I brought props. The Faith in Action Ministry is the only direct ministry the church has, okay, that the church runs and functions, all right? All these other ministries are associated ministries. They're good people who belong to this church who go out into the community to do the work for the Lord. The Faith in Action Ministry that we created here is basically for you. It's for you and for the associated ministries. Everybody here, I'm sure, at one time or another has read Matthew 28, the Great Commission. But we misunderstand sometimes. We think that's only for the leaders of churches, only for apostles. No. That command from God is for every single person sitting in this room. Anyone who calls himself a follower of Jesus Christ has a duty to spread the word of the Lord. But it's not easy sometimes, is it? I mean, you get busy. You can't go out into the comarcas. You don't understand Spanish. I could give you a dozen reasons. You know what I'm talking about. But this ministry gives you an opportunity to be part of the Great Commission, to help call people to Christ. And I'll tell you how it works. It's not that difficult. Whenever you go to the store shopping, you buy a bag of beans, it's maybe a dollar. Or you buy a bag of rice, it's maybe $1.30. It's gone up a little. All right? You take them back there and you put them in those baskets. And then the associated ministries, once a month, hopefully, once a month, we give those full baskets to one of the associated ministries so they can go out and use it as a tool, all right, to call people to Christ. It's a tool. And that way, everybody here gets to participate in that. It's a small thing. It doesn't take much. It doesn't cost much. And these are the sizes that they ask for because these are family sizes. So this is a tool that everyone here can participate in. Now, recently, we've seen this ministry drop off greatly. We don't know why. We're not going to ask questions, right? You don't have to fill out any cards and give us an explanation. But it has dropped off a little bit. And if everyone participates just a little each month, we believe we can fulfill our goal. Our goal is once a month to present an associated ministry, one of these people you listened to this morning, to present them with a full basket of beans and a full basket of rice, so that they can help call people to the Lord when they go out into the world. That's the goal. So we ask everyone to please remember that when you go shopping. Think of the Lord. Think of those who are lesser. Think of those who still need to come to Christ. All right? And bring a bag of beans and bring a bag of rice. Now, something new has happened with this ministry over the last 6 to 9 months. We have seen more and more people here in Panama come to the door who are in need of food, in need of money, right? It's grown. It wasn't this way 2 years ago. It really wasn't. And, of course, we don't want to turn anybody away. We want to help everybody, all right? And so, you know, this is taken away from, of course, what we have to give to the associated ministries. But it's not necessarily a bad thing because when they come to the door, we don't just hand them money. We don't just hand them food. We ask them about the Lord. Do they know Jesus? I notice you're here today after the church started, after we're finished with the service. How about coming next week for the service and to listen to the word of God? All right, so we do that with everyone that comes to the door. And recently, one of those people committed themselves to Christ, and we baptized them here about a month ago. And that's because every one of you helped to participate in the Great Commission by the Faith in Action Ministry. And so we thank you for that. It's a wonderful thing. I also want to make you guys aware that we don't simply hand things out through the door. Okay? We're not a charity. We're a church. We love everyone. We love everyone that comes to the door. But our dedication here is to the Lord. It's not to feed people on their way to hell. And so when these people come to the door sometimes, then they need help, and we try to help them. And then we try to get them to come to hear the word of God. All right, we urge them. We may have to talk to them several weeks, maybe several months. But eventually, if there's no interest on their part, we stop. We're not a charity. We're a church dedicated to calling people to Christ. All right, so, you know, we've been able to do this because you people have participated in the Faith in Action Ministry. We've been able to help the associated ministries like MAP and Crew and the rest of them. We've been able to help people that come through the door. And all because you've participated in this. So God bless you for helping. I just wanted to say, tell you that right now because it's important and it works. It really works. I have a real heart for God, and many of you do also. I've seen it in you when we talk, okay? It's something that, you know, really grabs you when you really can feel the Spirit of God, when you can really see it in action. And what you're seeing today is the Spirit of God in action, right? So please, support all these ministries as best you can. You're not going to be able to support them all, probably. We understand that. But do your best to find one that reaches your heart, and do your best to get involved and to get active for Christ, all right? We love you all. Thank you so much for coming today.
Amen. So many things I want to say. But on that last statement, could you imagine if our whole church, we have, let's say in the low season, we're averaging around 100 people, and in high season last year, we were around 150, a little over 150. Let's just take the low season. We got 5 ministries this morning. If everybody picked one, if God laid it on their heart to pick one, that'd be on average, if God saw fit to average it out, that would be 20 people behind every one of those ministries. I'm certain that would be a game changer. And so I just continue to press into you what Bob just said. We just encourage you to really give God, this is the language we often use, give God practical headship and lordship of your life and of your giving and of how you're going to approach the Great Commission, as Bob talked about, and strongly consider coming alongside of, not just with money, but come alongside these ministries. For many of them, more important than money is your prayer support. And if they know that they can lean on you and they've got you behind them and under them and around them and you're covering them and blessing them in that way, it means so much. Very briefly, let me just share our heart and our approach for missions here at BBF. And from our perspective, all of these missionaries fit into this fairly well. Our desire is, as Bob said, not to feed people on the way to hell. We don't need to comfort people or fill their stomachs on their way to destruction. That is just not what we're about at all. We're not about making their life better and easier and happier in the things of the world on the way to destruction. There's a lot of organizations and humanitarian relief efforts that do that kind of stuff. That is not the Great Commission. That is not what God calls us to do. We are not here mainly to clothe people or to provide people with shelter or to provide people with food or any other basic needs. That's not the goal. That's a secondary goal. And we believe that the way God designs and ordains that is that we would meet these secondary goals, many that you've heard of this morning, as a doorway, as creating an opportunity to share the gospel. And so as we meet a need, we're creating a relationship and we're earning, so to speak, the right to be heard, to share with them. We also realize that from time to time, maybe more than time to time, God uses extrinsic or external motivation. And so as we've seen at the door, there will be time where people are coming, they have no heart for God, no desire for God whatsoever. They just want to get what they can get. And then we've seen God do a transformation in them. And as he said, and then some start coming and engaging in worship, and they hear the gospel, and they get saved. They profess faith because God's done a miracle in them. And so we realize that God works that way. That's the heart of the at the door. And we say at the door because that's where it always is. We open the door and there's people waiting, or they're across the street and they come talk to us afterwards. And as Bob shared, he has such a heart for these people. He's got a heart for you, the flock, but he also has a very demonstrable heart for needy people in the community who come to the church. And he exercises great discernment with where that line is. We don't want to become supporters of random people. We don't want to give a bunch of money to people we don't know, but he'll actually take time and he'll get to know them and he'll ask about their needs. He'll drive them around and help meet needs as the situation presents itself. And so he goes above and beyond in this area. And so, Bob, we thank you and we praise God for the heart that he's given you. Amen. He also said we do this once a month. We would love to do this once a week. If all of a sudden everybody was contributing to this, if everybody in this room brought one little bag of rice and one little bag of beans, we would need to get more buckets because that's not even close to enough. And we'd be giving these out, and this would really minister to our missionaries and ministry leaders. And their aim, just to be clear, their aim is exactly what I just shared about our aim as the church. Their aim is not to feed people primarily. That's not what that ministry is about, or any of the other donations that Map talked about, or these other practical needs. It's about meeting a need so that we can then share the gospel. And Jesus modeled this over and over again, and that's where we get this approach to missions from. So family, that's five of the six ministries. There will be one more next week, or I guess six out of the seven. There will be one more next week that we'll get to hear from, and they'll all be on the back. And so at this time, I want to go ahead and ask the worship team to come forward, and I'm going to close this in prayer, and then we will continue to worship. Well, family, join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for what you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you're going to do. You are so you're so good to us, so powerful. You are at work in ways that we can hardly even see, and yet what a joy it is to come alongside you, to join in with what you're doing, to be used as your vessels. You could accomplish this. Somebody else already said this. I forgot who, but you don't need us. You could do all this without us, and yet you choose to do it through us. And so we praise you that your ways are not our ways. We would probably just snap our fingers and it'd all be done. But you've seen fit. There's a greater way. There's a more wise way. And we thank you and we praise you and we submit to you. We love to be used by you and we love to see this fruit. In fact, we need to see this fruit. What an encouragement it is to see that it's not a dead church that's just the frozen chosen that just shows up and we kind of do our thing on Sunday morning and go home. No, there's real fruit. There's real effect where the body of Christ comes together to make much of you, to experience great joy in one another and in you, and to be fed. And then we go into the community and live six more days for you in very practical ways. And so, Lord, I just ask that your will would be done. I ask that you would draw people to the different missionaries and ministry leaders as you see fit. I pray that you would continue to knit us together well, and I pray that you'd be honored and glorified in it all. We love you so much. It's in your name we pray. Amen.